Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Katie Farr. Hello, Katie.
Hello, Gary. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. So folks who are listening, Katie is a Jeff City woman who is competing to be the next Miss Missouri. So she's actually at the pageant at this time. I'm here in Jefferson City and we're just talking via phone. So Katie, how are things going in Mexico?
Great, Gary. This is actually our third day here in Mexico, Missouri at the Missouri Military Academy. We started rehearsals, had a lovely golf tournament on Sunday, and even had a visit from our governor, Governor Parson, and the First Lady, which was so lovely. Just really getting through those rehearsals. We actually start competition tomorrow. I have my private interview tomorrow morning, and then we start our onstage phases of competition tomorrow evening. So it really snuck up on me, but I'm so ready and so excited to be competing on this stage this week.
All right. That sounds great. Well, for those who may not know you here in Jefferson City, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in Jefferson City, born and raised. I went to St. Peter Catholic School right across from the Capitol. So it has been a background of my life for as long as I can remember. I graduated from Helias in 2021 and then went off to study public relations and marketing at Missouri State University down in Springfield, Missouri. Moving away really made me have more of an appreciation for my hometown, which was so sweet. While in Jeff City, I was actively involved in the community theater scene. I was in several productions at Capital City Productions, as well as my high school theater program. And I'm really happy to get to share my talents here on the Miss Missouri stage even this week. Getting to share that is so exciting. So really, I'm just so grateful for my Jefferson City community and having connections like this to be able to just be active in my Jefferson City community still.
All right. So Katie, what got you involved in pageants to begin with?
So I just started competing last year. This is only my second trip to Miss Missouri. A family friend of mine, Deborah Walker, she said that this is something that I might be good at. So we went and saw the Miss Missouri pageant in 2021. I saw all of these confident and empowered women on the stage. And I thought to myself, I want to be that confident and that empowered. So I took the step and signed up for my first local competition in October of 2021, won that title, went to compete last year, and was able to place in the top 10 as the People's Choice winner last year. So it was a really great first year. And as they say, I caught the pageant bug. So I kept going, and now I'm currently serving my college town as Miss Springfield Route 66, ready to see what this year brings.
Okay. So what's it been like this week so far?
Really rehearsal heavy, I will say.
Yeah.
Since we don't start competition until tomorrow, it's been a lot of running, opening number, walking patterns, the works, but also getting to bond with all of the other girls competing. That's something that's so great about the Miss America organization is the sisterhood that we get to create, because we're truly not competing against each other. We're trying to be the best versions of ourselves. So it's really great to get to know all of these amazing women from across the state. Truly, I mean, it takes a lot to get here and a lot of hard work, and it's just so beautiful to see so many young women doing that and doing great things in their communities.
So what's been the most interesting thing you've discovered about your fellow competitors there, your fellow pageant goers?
I think the craziest thing is the big age difference in some of the competitors. The age eligibility in the Miss America organization for the Miss category is 18 to 28, and we have both ends of the spectrum. So I think It's just so cool to see the different aspects and life experiences for each of those sides of the age division. And it's really just so nice to get to be together. I will say a little blooper moment of the week, funny thing that happened is we were in rehearsals and I went to go grab something out of my bag in the military academy and I banged my head on an award thing. And if that doesn't tell you how exhausted and tired we get during this week, I don't know what else will.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So as this competition gets underway tomorrow, so what sort of judging will they do?
So there are five phases of competition. First, I will be competing in my private interview, which is the only phase of competition not on stage for us. So I'll get the chance to speak with the judges, share my heart and my mission. So that is 30% of our overall score. And then I will compete in onstage conversation, that onstage question aspect of competition, and also the evening gown portion of competition. And then fast forward to Thursday, I will be competing in talent. I'm a singer. I sing Somewhere from West Side Story for my talent this year. And then I will compete in the health and fitness aspect of competition. that night as well. And that score will add up to a 100% of our composite score from the judges, and that will determine who is in our top 10 on Saturday night. And then it is all wiped clean from there, and we recompete and everything.
All right. So what is the health and fitness competition?
So Miss America was originally founded with a swimsuit portion of competition. Uh-huh. It's kind of a rebellion, actually, of the times where women were allowed to wear swimsuits. So Miss America stood up and took that initiative to break the rules. But we turned away from that in 2019 and got rid of the swimsuit phase of competition. However, in January of this past year, we came under new leadership, and the CEO brought in that health and fitness portion back. But it's not the swimsuit phase anymore. It's now athletic attire, and truly just showing that we are confident in staying healthy, whatever that may look like for our body type.
Okay. We ran a story about you and a couple other competitors here from Mid-Missouri in our style section last Sunday. And one of the things I was intrigued by was your initiative that will define your run for Miss Missouri. So explain to folks what that is.
Yes. So every competitor in the Miss America organization has a community service initiative, which is a platform that we advocate for. And mine is Altogether Beautiful Eating Disorder Awareness. And I'm advocating for eating disorder awareness because I myself suffered back in high school. And I think that so many people really do suffer in silence. And so I'm trying to make some noise about eating disorders and hopefully show all of Missouri that we are all together beautiful. I'm really happy to be sharing that with the judges. And I'm also very glad that Miss America is introducing this health and fitness portion, because I think that the direction we're going is one of confidence, health, and really promoting a healthy lifestyle in any body that you have. And I think that that is tying so well into my initiative of educating individuals about eating disorders.
So what will your message be then regarding eating disorders? Can you share some of what you might share with the audience?
Yes. So Altogether Beautiful actually comes from a Bible verse that I found when writing a testimony about my own journey with an eating disorder. It is, "You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you." Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7. And this quote really stuck out to me. And I think that it can apply to anyone, no matter your faith background, just really understanding that you are altogether beautiful. It doesn't matter what you see in the mirror or what you think you need to eat or not. You truly are altogether beautiful, and just promoting that altogether confidence and just feeling beautiful in our bodies, truly. This affects so many, male or female. Eating disorders do not discriminate. So I truly want to just share that you are not alone. You are altogether beautiful, and there is freedom from eating disorders.
All right. So for this competition, it kind of comes to a head 7 o'clock on Saturday, yes?
Yes, it does.
So what are you most nervous about in these coming days and that night?
Truly just not being fully myself and not showing all of the hard work that I've done with the judges. I've truly worked so hard, and I'm so at peace with where I'm at, and I'm so grateful for all of the people who have supported me through this journey. And I really just want to be able to show all of that hard work and dedication that I have and my mission and vision with the judges. And I really hope to do that and hope to do it well.
Okay. So when you win, we're just going to be confident here. When
you win. Thank you. Putting those vibes out in the world, for sure.
When you win, what's next?
So I will actually that next morning have a meeting with my board of directors to kind of lay out the year. As far as competition, I'll probably head to Miss America. I think it's supposed to be in January this year, probably somewhere warm, hopefully Florida, fingers crossed. But yes, I'll be preparing for Miss America and just living out my community service initiative as Miss Missouri and trying to promote Altogether Beautiful across the state, as well as the Miss America organization. It truly does so many amazing things for young women, and I want to be able to highlight that as the state title holder in all parts of our state. We are the leading provider of scholarship dollars for women in the country, and I think that not a lot of people realize that. So really being able to promote what the Miss America organization does to different areas of the state who may not be aware is really what I want to be able to do this year, as well as advocate for eating disorder awareness.
All right. Well, Katie, we wish you nothing but the best and look forward to seeing that crown on your head.
Thank you, Gary. You have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.